Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
How did your New Year's resolution go last year? Or are you already starting to think forward to 2012? And actually, if you are starting to think forward to 2012, you're at a great time to start planning your resolution for next year and start to considering what it's going to mean to make change in your life. It's a fact that you ask any personal trainer for an appointment in January and they tell you that their books are full and they tell you to come back midway through February. And that's because a lot of people make unsustainable change at New Year's time. And so tend to do a lot of effort very, very early on. And because of a lack of planning, most people are unable to continue that change for the rest of the course of the year. So this late in 2011, time to start thinking about next year. And what I talk to people about, ways of ensuring sustainable change, would be to think from the outset about the place that they'd like to be in relation to their change, in June of the following year. And then get a really good handle on where they would like to be, what the endpoint might be, and then start to work backwards from that point to now. And do the work before New Year's. Any work that you do in the year before is always rewarded when we talk about sustainable change. My next tip would be to think about your previous goals and ask yourself, have I attempted to make this change before? What worked and what didn't? And start to really get a handle on those things that did work and have a look at those areas where things may have been a little bit difficult and start to actually plan for how you're going to cope with difficulty. Change isn't easy, so actually plan some coping strategies in place for that. The last thing that I would say is whatever goal you set for next year, the way to make it sustainable and the way to make it a successful New Year's resolution would be to make it a SMART goal. Make sure that the goal is specific, so you actually have a very, very good handle on what you're aiming for. If our goals are not specific, we are unable to plan towards achieving them because they're just too vague. It's like trying to hit a moving target. Really, really difficult. Measurable. Make sure that you have a way to be able to measure your progress towards this goal and see how far you've come. By seeing how far you've come and see how close you are to achieving your goal, you are able to build in a motivational capacity and keep yourself focused and goal-directed. Achievable. It's really, really important that our goals are actually within our reach. We all have an inbuilt mechanism which knows that we're unable to achieve certain things. And if our goals get put in that basket, it really has an impact on our ability to try and we give up. The goal has to be relevant. It has to be personally meaningful for you. It has to be in line with the type of person you would like to be and the type of life that you would like to have. If our goals aren't relevant, we just don't give our all towards them. They don't mean as much to us, and so we just let them drop by the wayside. And the last tip in the SMART goal setting acronym would be that make sure that it is timeline. So you actually have a series of benchmarks, a series of places that you would like to get to in time so that you're able to actually have endpoints on some of your goal setting. Goals that aren't timelined are like the donkey with the carrot, and every step the poor donkey takes, the carrot keeps moving and he's unable to actually make any ground on his goal. So by picking weekly, fortnightly, monthly targets, you're actually able to assess how you're going in your goal setting. So aim for June and aim for where you'd like to be there. Good luck planning your New Year's resolution this year and next year on Mind Games.